Hi, in this intermediate groove lesson we're rebuilding a pirate radio transition in Ableton Live 12, aimed at that old-school jungle slash DNB vibe. The goal? A 4/8-bar pirate moment with band pass squelch, pitch wobble, stuttered breaks and jumpy micro-timing, all driven by grooves extracted and edited in Live's groove pool, using only stock devices and macro controls so you can drop this into your own tracks. What you'll build? A 4/8-bar pirate radio-style transition that feels ragged but locked. A radio chatter-slash-broadcast clip warped and degraded with auto-filter, redux and erosion. A breakbeat that stutters and shifts its timing via grooves. Variants of the same groove applied to drums, a gated noise pad and a radio voice so everything moves together. Macros to control bandpass sweep, beat repeat stutter intensity and a quick pitch drop via clip transpose. A reusable groove pool preset you can call back later. Walkthrough. Follow along in Live 12. Preparation. Set your tempo to the jungle range, 170 to 174 BPM. Create an arrangement or session scene for your transition region. 4 to 8 bars is perfect. Load your main break loop, amen, funky drummer or a similar break, into an audio track and warp it in beats mode so transients are preserved. Add a MIDI bass track and an audio track for your radio sample, a short spoken DJ drop, some static or a pirate announcement. Extracting the groove, open the groove pool view, right arrow groove pool or click the groove icon. Choose a short snippet that has the jittery timing you want. A 1-2 bar spoken phrase or a chopped break bar works great. Warp that source clip first, then drag the clip or its title into the groove pool. Live will create a groove from that snippet. Edit the extracted groove in the groove pool with these starting sayings. Bass, 1/16 or 1/8T for micro groove. Use 1/32 for micro stutter variants. Timing, 50-80% to accentuate off-grid hits. Timing random, 10-25% for slight jitter. Velocity, 40-80% and velocity random 10-30%. Quantize, set to 16th but keep the amount moderate. You want character, not rigid snapping. Create groove variants, duplicate the groove and make two useful presets. Radio jitter wide, bass 1/16. Timing 70, timing random 20. Velocity 60, micro stutter. Bass 1/32, timing 40, timing random 5, velocity 80. Applying grooves to clips in the clip view for your break audio, open the groove chooser and select radio jitter wide. Use the amount slider in the clip view to control how strongly the groove applies. Try 80% for a transition clip and 20-40% for your running loop. Duplicate the break clip for the transition region and on that duplicate choose micro stutter with the amount at or near 100%. Apply radio jitter wide to a short MIDI clip that triggers a gated noise pad or sampled crackle, groove effects, MIDI note timing and velocity too, which locks everything together. Designing the pirate radio sound with stock devices on the radio sample track insert, auto filter set to bandpass, center frequency around 800-1500 Hz to taste and resonance around 1-3 o'clock. Map filter frequency to macro 1 for quick sweeps. After auto filter, add redux for bit reduction and erosion for dust slash lo-fi character. Use EQ8 after redux to boost the mid-range around 1-2 kHz and cut lows and extreme highs for a telephone slash AM tone. As utility, and reduce width to 0-40% to collapse the transmission toward mono during the pirate moment. A little saturator soft sign before EQ will glue in some grit. Stutter, gating and timing coherence. Put a beat repeat on the break or radio path with these starting ideas. Interval, 1/4 or 1/8 for longer chops, 1/16 for micro chops. Grid, 1/16 or 1/32 for tight repeats. Decay slash gate, keep repeats short and choppy. Map beat repeats interval or chance to a macro for hands-on control. To create gated chops that follow the groove, use a MIDI clip with the groove applied to trigger short notes controlling a drum rack or volume automation. Route the audio you want gated through that chain or punch the clip volume envelope in arrangement. Because the MIDI or clip has the groove, the gate punches will match the break's micro timing. Pitch wobble and drop for pitch drift and drops. Use the clip transpose envelope. Enable warp on the radio clip and open the transpose envelope. In clip right arrow envelopes, right arrow transpose. Draw a quick -2 to -5 semitone fall across one bar for a signal drop, or draw small up slash down steps for analog instability. Clip transpose is simple and clip specific. Use grain delay or frequency shifter if you need continuous, subtle wobble instead. Transition arrangement tips with groove pool. Keep your running loop clip with a low groove amount 20-30%. Duplicate it for the transition and set the duplicate's groove amount to 100% or switch to the micro stutter groove. This gives an immediate change without trying to automate a global groove. Map macro 1 to auto filter frequency and macro 2 to beat repeat chance or interval, so one or two knobs open the radio and make it glitchy. At the pirate moment, mute or duck the main bass and bring up the radio clip with the bandpass and beat repeat engaged, because the break, radio and gated pad share groove patterns. Micro timing will feel locked. Saving and reusing the groove when you're happy with a groove. Right-click it in the groove pool and save preset or drag it to your user library so you can recall Pirate Jitter in other projects. Common mistakes to avoid: don't extract a groove from an unwarped clip. Warp the source first or the groove will be misaligned. Don't overdo timing random. Too much becomes chaos. It should add jitter, not smear. Match bass to your clip grid. A 1/16 bass against odd length clips creates weird shifts. You can't automate groove pool values per track. Use duplicated clips with different amounts or different grooves. Avoid stacking destructive effects. Too much redux, erosion and saturator will kill transient punch. Dial them in sparingly and EQ after distortion. Pro tips: lock multiple elements to the same groove, break, gated noise and radio sample, and it becomes one coherent instrument. Use short crossfades between the run loop and transition clip, rather than abrupt stops for a natural feel. Map 1 macro to both auto filter frequency and beat repeat amount to open the radio and increase glitch with one knob. For authenticity, sample an old broadcast or record a short focal on your phone, then warp and extract the groove from that phrase. Use erosion in noise mode sparingly and EQ out harsh highs afterward. If you need tempo-independent stutters, print the stuttered section to audio and then edit transients, but keep the groove for follow-up elements. Mini practice exercise: make an 8-bar section, 4 bars normal loop, 4 bars pirate transition. Load a break and a radio sample. Warp the radio and drag it to the groove pool to create pirate jitter with bass 1/16, timing 65, timing random 15, velocity 55. Apply pirate jitter to the duplicate break clip for bars 5-8 at about 95%. And to a 1-bar MIDI noise chop at amount 80%. Place auto filter right arrow redux right arrow erosion on the radio track and map auto filter frequency to macro 1. Put beat repeat after auto filter, grid 1/16, interval 1/4, short decay. Map beat repeat chance to macro 2. Arrange bars 1/4 normal. At bar 5, sweep macro 1 into the bandpass. On bar 6, increase macro 2 to ramp up beat repeat. Bar 7-8, automate clip transpose down minus 3 semitones for a signal drop. Return to normal on bar 9. Bounce the 8 bars and listen for locked micro timing across elements. Recap: you've rebuilt a pirate radio transition in Live 12 by extracting rhythmic feel into the groove pool, creating both 1/16 and 1/32 groove variants and applying them to audio and MIDI, using duplicated clips with different groove amounts to stage the transition, processing the radio with auto filter, redux, erosion, EQ 8, utility and beat repeat, using clip transpose for pitch drops and mapping macros for live control, and saving grooves and racks for reuse. Final reminders and quick mindset targets: think of the pirate moment as one ragged, jittery instrument. Break, voice and gated noise should breathe and twitch together. Aim for controlled imperfection, small timing jitters, velocity shifts and slight pitch wobble. If it sounds brittle or chaotic, back off a parameter or two. When you've dialed it in, print the affected section to save CPU and ensure portability. Save your groove presets and macro racks so this technique becomes part of your template and workflow. That's it. Go build your pirate radio moment and make it sound properly ragged and locked in the pocket.